Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Hope you're all right. Hope your weekend was good. It's me, little old me, till 7 on Radio 1. Becky's lost interest. She's not in today. And Chappers is somewhere else. Hello?
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm at Old Trafford in Manchester for the cricket.
Right.
Right.
Okay, and that's on now, is it?
No, it starts...
Or is it on in about 4 hours' time?
It starts at seven, but you know me, I always like to get there early and get very well prepared and dedicated to the task.
Right, so you're not actually doing anything at the moment?
I'm monitoring the pitch and the outfield and the safety demonstration that the stewards are going through.
Are you doing half-time entertainment again?
It's all half-time entertainment mixed in with a bit of stewarding.
Do they have half-time in cricket?
They have an interval between innings, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You see, I'm here to educate as well.
Wow. Good weekend, Chops?
A very good weekend, thank you, yes.
What did you do?
I did a little bit of work, and then I started my brand new TV show for ESPN. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Oh, was it on last night?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, in HD and everything.
What? Oh, God.
I know, yeah.
Is that wise?
Honestly, talk about it. I had so much makeup put on. She put makeup on me using one of those spray guns that they do the body paint for cars with.
Oh, I love them.
Yes.
Did you feel like a car?
By the end of it, yeah. Yes. She used that much makeup on me.
Wow, I've got to watch that back. Right, I'll speak to you in a minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just want to say happy birthday to Jono off of Unofficial Mills, who runs our little fan site. He's 21 today. And I actually remembered, this is unlike me, to send him a card. Well, Becky kind of posted it, but I signed it. And I hope you liked it. And I hope you liked the comment, have a nice life. Happy birthday, Jono.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
It's me here at Radio 1 and Chops is in Manchester doing something to do with cricket.
I still can't believe that you're claiming credit for that birthday card to Jono from Geek World. You had nothing to do with it, and I think you...
Yes, I did.
You did, and Becky bought the card. Becky gave you the card. Becky all but put the pen in your hand.
I suggested what card to buy.
What, a birthday card?
Well, I wanted to get one with, like... Because I know Jono would like one with, like, racing cars on the front and boys' stuff.
Right.
But they didn't have any of those.
Right. So you kind of got him a card like the ones that your gran kind of gets you?
No, that's all they had.
All right.
I have to say, he's very grateful. I've just looked at the website. He says, thanks very much from the Lord, he says.
Right. Well, that's very good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good, as long as he's happy.
That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
David Guetta's coming up. Now, Chappers, you know, like I like a good celebrity autobiography.
Yes.
I really do. And I normally read them on holiday.
You couldn't put down Dale Winton's, could you?
Well, no, I read that one on holiday once. Mm. Others I've read on holiday, Kerry Katona, Sharon Osbourne. I also...
All the greats.
I read one called Just Biggins, which is the autobiography of Christopher Biggins.
As I say, all the greats.
But I did... See, it's good reading them on holiday because if you go abroad, I think I was in Greece, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knows who Christopher Biggins is there.
And that's good. Why? Is there a kind of stigma stigma attached to reading Christopher Biggins' autobiography?
You're safe, aren't you?
Nobody's going to laugh at you.
Well, no, they're not.
Mm.
Right? I've got a slight problem. There's a new one out that I really, really want. I so want to read this.
Right.
But if you saw me, be honest with me, if you saw me reading this, let's say on the train or, I don't know, just like...
If I saw you reading on the train, I'd be truly astonished you were on public transport.
No. I mean, okay, Let's say that I was on, I don't know, it was a sunny day, I was sat...
Outside a pub.
Yeah. Okay. And on my own, just reading a book, my new autobiography, okay?
Uh-huh.
If you saw me reading this, what would you think? There's a big picture of this person on the front of the book, by the way, so you can't really hide away from it.
Right.
It's Dustin Diamond's autobiography, Screech, off of Saved by the Bell. I really want to read it.
Right.
But if you saw me in public reading that, what would you think? Would you laugh in my face?
I just think, fair play, you're not reading Kerry Katona's.
See, I think on a train or on a bench, I think Kerry's is acceptable. But I think maybe there's
Do
some
you?
That... Yeah, I think there's some that you just couldn't get away with. like in public, and maybe Screech off of Saved by the Bells is that book.
Do you have it there, or have you not?
I haven't got it yet, because I'm just, because that's the only time I get to read, really, like when I'm travelling places.
How thick do you think it's going to be? I mean, how much has Screech done in his life to fit into an
autobiography?
Oh,
he's done a lot.
Has he?
Yeah, just look him up on the internet.
What? Well, well, there's that, and Saved by the Bell.
Well, yeah, but I still want to read it. I'm quite interested in him.
Okay.
But do I get it and face public ridicule?
Well, you've done worse things,
that's
haven't
true,
you?
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
If he can do an autobiography, surely you could do one, couldn't you?
Who?
You.
Who? What do you mean, Screech?
Yeah, if he's done his autobiography, Dustin, what's he called, Dustin?
Dustin Diamond.
Dustin Diamond. Then surely you've packed far more into your life than he has.
Do you think?
Mm.
Really?
Actually.
What do you know?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you probably, yeah.
It's true. Joe Wiley's done one, do I mean?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying that I could maybe just, to hide the embarrassment of reading Screech's autobiography, I could just put a different jacket on the book, like a different cover. Maybe if I put my Biggins one on, and then read the Screech, like, it's the Screech book inside, but Christopher Biggins on the outside.
Isn't that,
does that make it better?
No, I think that just doubles the embarrassment, doesn't
it?
Oh,
I don't know what to do.
Somebody could look over your shoulder and wonder why Christopher Biggins is writing about being Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Or worse, Christopher Biggins... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to think about that.
No, that could confuse a lot of people.
God. Anyway, I don't know what to do. I really want to get it, though. I'm just poised to buy it online, but I just think, well, what am I going to do?
Like, well, if you keep going on about it, you'll be sent a copy. Is that what you're trying to do?
That's a bigger problem, isn't it? Because I'll have it right there. I'll be like, do I read it in public or not?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hey, chappers, I'm just reading up more about Screech from Saved by the Bell's book.
Yeah.
It's a tell-all book, it says.
Right.
And, loads of people are saying, well, get the audio book and then save yourself the embarrassment of actually having to, read it and people seeing the cover with a big old picture of Screech on the front.
Not bad idea, that.
I don't think there is an audio book.
Isn't there?
No.
Oh.
Annoying. Because then I could just listen to it on my generic MP3 player and nobody would ever know the difference. What I could do is pay somebody to read it in a voice similar to that of Screech. And then I could...
Who do you know who could do that?
I don't know, but I'm sure one of our listeners would probably do it for me.
How much would you pay to save your embarrassment? Just so I know for future.
£20.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's more fun to embarrass you than...
And then I could have my own kind of homemade audiobook in the absence of one being available. I'll just get one of the listeners to do it in a Screech voice. Hooray, no embarrassment.
All right, you really have thought about this, haven't you?
Anyway, this is a tell-all book, and it's called Behind the Bell. Ooh.
Behind the Bell? Right.
His agent says the book is incredible. It's one of my favourites of all time. That's from Screech's agent.
It's one of his favourites of all time.
Of all time, yeah. Would you read out for me in an audiobook style?
Maybe, yes. I don't think I could do a Screech voice, though.
Oh, we'd have a go, though.
Would it be right to read Screech's autobiography in...
Can you just do your normal voice? I'd be happy with that.
Do you want me to read it in Manc, do you?
Oh, yeah, I'd still like it, because I can still get the Screech story, even though it's not the voice. Would you do that,
please?
Yeah,
I'll do it for you.
And then you can imagine... I can imagine that you've had Screech's life.
I think we're going just a little bit too far then. I certainly haven't done a lot of the things that Screech has done.
But you would do the audio
Would do what?
The audiobook for me.
Yeah, there might have to be the odd terms and conditions, because there might be certain chapters I'm not that keen on reading out.
Okay, fine. Podcast. I was talking earlier about how I really want Screech off Saved by the Bell's new autobiography, but imagine the ridicule that I'll face when reading in public. And Chappers has kindly offered, in the absence of an actual audiobook, to do me one. You don't have to do Screech's voice, just your Manc tones would be fine. And just read out the book for me, and then I can listen to it in the gym or whatever I'm running.
You can listen to it whilst you're running.
Yeah, and at least I'll get the story of Screech, even if it's your voice.
Do you have the new? Do you have the new headphones then that are specially adapted for people with big sweaty ears?
Just got them today.
Good, excellent.
We talked about this last week. I've got big sweaty ears, and the headphones always fall out.
But it's a common problem we discovered on the text.
It really is. I've never seen such a response.
Yeah.
I've got some more here that I quite like you to read as well, because I've cottoned on this is quite a good idea. These ones I don't think have audiobooks. Would you be prepared to read for me? quite interested in getting this one. Don't really want to read it in public. Lance Bass, Out of Sync, The Memoirs. It's the story of Lance out of NSYNC and his incredible story.
Yes, I suppose so. If this is all helping you out, yes.
Wasn't he the one that wanted to be an astronaut and then decided he was gay?
Was he that one?
Yeah, not, I don't know whether it was in that order.
To be fair, that's not a bad story in itself, is it?
Fair play. I think that was him. They were going to send him up to space or something, but it never happened.
No.
Here's another one I quite like. Like, once again, don't have to do the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Storytelling, the autobiography of Tori Spelling.
I see what she's done there.
Yeah?
Yes.
Would you be prepared to be Tori Spelling for me on an audiobook?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's happened in Tori Spelling's life, but yeah, these are...
Rich dad.
These are, yeah. Beverly Hills.
Because of her dad, yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as they're for your own private use, I don't...
I'm not going to sell them on.
Well, no, but I don't want this.
Who's going to buy Mark Chapman reading out Storytelling, Tori Spelling's autobiography?
Yeah, but
who's going to want that apart from me?
I'm assuming that you might want to play this out. That's where I'm thinking that your kind of evil mind is
going.
I
would never do a thing like that.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so that's a yes to all those. Because I want them three. I think I'm going on holiday soon, so I want Tori Spelling, Lance Bass, and Screech out Saved by the Bell. Are we on?
The only one I do.
Do we have a deal?
As long as you never ever make me read anything from Kerry Katona's, I'm perfectly happy.
Fine.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Lots of people saying you sound a bit weird today, Chappers.
Oh, thanks very much.
Mark in Edinburgh says Chappers sounds weird. Is he still in the ESPN studio or on a plane? Is Chappers in a tunnel? Nope.
No, I'm just in a box, like a media box at the.
It does sound like you're in a
Trafford.
Box.
Well, hang on a second. Does that do it? No, that doesn't do it.
What's that?
I thought that's what's known as an effects mic, which I thought would have the sound of outside, but it's just buzzing.
Yeah, really good.
That didn't really help.
No,
did
not
it?
At all. No, it really didn't help. There's somebody with an ear infection that says, "I'm a bit confused. You sound fine, Scott. Chappers just sounds weird. It's because he's at Old Trafford and there's some cricket on in about 2 hours."
2 hours, 10 minutes, actually.
Yeah. So you're not actually really doing much, you just sat there in the box.
I'm preparing, doing my notes, monitoring transfer deadline day as well.
Because you're a steward, aren't you?
A steward and part-time entertainer.
Right. What, can I ask what a steward does, please?
A steward, they're there
pardon my ignorance.
They're there to be helpful to the people that come here, show them where to sit. But
are you like off of the theatre in the 60s?
No, I'm not an usher. No,
but with the torch and ice cream and stuff.
At the same time, they have to be tough and resilient to clamp down on people who build snakes out of plastic pint pots.
Right, you've lost me there. Now, Oh What's Occurring is on at 5:30. Obviously, Becky's off today, so it's going to be just you.
Excellent.
Is there anyone else that, like, any cricketers there or fellow stewards that could maybe come on and do it as well?
I can't see anybody.
Is Alistair Cook there?
No, Alistair Cook isn't in the 2020 squad.
Oh.
And also, I think they need to be in team meetings and kind of preparing for the game. But if
rather than be on Radio 1?
I think so, but if I see any of them, I'll ask them.
Okay, anybody will do.
You really are that desperate.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Have you ever had this thing? I had this earlier, right? Where, you know, when you hold open the door for somebody, because I'm a gentleman.
You certainly are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it and you've done it far too early? Because like, I was stood there for ages. Well, you see someone coming, and you kind of misjudge it. And it's quite a heavy door, and you're like, right, okay, they're coming. So I will stand here for a bit and just, you know, open the door for them. And then suddenly realise that they're actually quite far away.
But then you're in a difficult situation,
well, yes.
Aren't you? Because then do you let it go? Because if you let it go, it'll probably just shut in their face at just the right time as they come towards the door, which you don't want that to happen
Looks
either, do
really
you?
Rude, doesn't it? But then you're just stood there going, okay, right. And then they kind of like break into a run.
Yeah.
Like, across a busy road.
You're opening doors for people on the opposite side of the road.
You just misjudge it sometimes.
You don't misjudge it by a road.
No, okay. But it's just, I did this earlier. I was just there for ages going, hey, yeah, definitely have misjudged this one. Door's quite heavy. I can't let it shut in their face, but they are going to have to break into a run.
I then go through the door and then try and keep it open with my foot. But by doing that, you then kind of sort of force your backside into their face as they approach the door, which is not a particularly
not
good,
a good look
either. No,
really not. It's just a little dilemma I had earlier today. I just wondered if you've been there.
Your life is just non-stop craziness, isn't it?
Ooh, yes it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's me here at Radio 1 today, and Chappers is in Old Trafford.
Hello.
Hello. Becky's off. She hasn't got a fat head today, as some people are asking. She's just off. Day off.
But it's nice that people show concern, isn't it?
Yeah, because their face does flare up quite a lot, like every month or so, doesn't it?
Yes.
So I was talking about holding the door open for somebody and realising they're quite far away. Robin Guilford's got a really good point. I do this all the time. It's when you're the one who breaks into the walkie run, okay, which has happened to me as well on the other side.
Yeah.
And then you realise it's part of like a series of six fire doors that you follow them through, and you're going through every one with them, and you have to come up with as many different ways to say thank you as possible, now so it doesn't sound so repetitive.
Yeah, now that's good. I completely agree with that. Yeah.
So it's like the first door, you're like, thanks. Next door, oh, there's another one. Good.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. Thanks, in a slightly different tone.
Nice one, ta.
Thank you. Nice. Ta.
Ta.
And then just the simple, yep, towards the end.
But you have to say thank you after each one, because you don't want to appear impolite.
Cheers. Thank you. Ta. Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's Radio 1, and now this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Got some situations here. You just tell me what happened next on 8 Double Wonder 9.
Oh, what's occurring?
Tell me your score. If you're playing along with people maybe in the car or whatever at the moment, or at home, let me know how you do. Lots of people like play with their boyfriends and girlfriends. Oh, what's occurring, I mean. You right, Chappers?
Yes, am I playing on my own, if you see what I mean.
You are, but something quite exciting happened there, and there was a flutter of excitement because Alistair Cook off of Cricket's housemate just texted into Radio 1.
Genuinely trying
to get hold of Alistair. We've spoken to him, the housemate, and it is actually him. But Alistair's not picking up his phone. Otherwise, I would have had him on the phone and you also playing Oh, What's a Carry Together, which I, for one, would have loved.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Is there a chance of getting him for a future one, then?
Absolutely, yes.
What questions did you ask Alistair Cook's housemate to make sure it was genuine?
It wasn't me that asked.
I assumed it wouldn't have been you, actually.
We just said, are you Alistair Cook's
and
housemate?
And he said yes.
And he said yes.
Excellent.
Like, you know, the interrogation that we normally
give. Yeah, well, that proves it.
Well, it does prove it. So, yeah, he's definitely up for coming on at some point. But today it's all about you, sugar.
Okay, bring
it
on.
Here we go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Becky's back on tomorrow.
We'd prefer Alistair Cook, though, wouldn't we?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Right.
He has a smaller head.
Yeah. First one. You know Axe Factor?
Yes.
Been watching it?
I didn't see Saturdays, no.
Oh. You know, have you noticed, they can't just say yes or no anymore, the judges.
Yeah.
It's always like, oh, to infinity, yes. Oh, yes. Yes and a half. Or, I would like to say yes and beyond.
Was that Cheryl?
That was Danny. Mm. It's a bit annoying, actually. Just say yes or no. Mm-hmm. My question to you on today's first, oh, what's the current situation? How many times did that happen on Saturday? Where they just didn't, you know, they didn't give you a straight yes or no. They just gave you one of their fancy ones.
17.
17 times.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the judges on X Factor, hamming up their yes and no's.
100% yes.
Daryl, 1,000,000% yes. 150% yes. 1,000,000% yes.
Louis?
Absolutely no from me.
Yes.
Really?
Covered in goosebumps. Absolutely yes.
Girls, the gamble absolutely paid off. Yes.
Yes, please.
Right, Roselle. Phone your grandma, tell her you got 4 yeses. 2,500 yeses. Well done.
Well, see, they just can't just say yes or no.
Louis the worst, isn't he?
I know. Absolutely, 100,000,000% yes to beyond. 11
oh,
fancy yes or no's. Yeah, you can have that.
Ow! What's occurring?
Good start for
me. I think you might win today.
Yeah, well, I've got off to a good start.
Next one. You know Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah.
They've got that track out, which is amazing, which we play all the time, called I Got a Feeling.
Love it.
If I was, though, just going to talk to you using lyrics from I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas, how would that make you feel?
Slightly uncomfortable.
Well, OK, I made a phone call earlier.
Oh, no.
To a hairdresser in Essex. Bas Vegas, actually, Basildon.
Right.
And I tried to book a haircut, but I was using the lyrics from I Got a Feeling.
Just by saying things like, drink Mazel Tov.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I tried to book a haircut, but I was using lyrics from Black Eyed Peas' I Got a Feeling.
Oh, what's occurring?
My question to you, how long can I keep the nice lady hairdresser on the phone for before she hung up?
40 seconds.
You reckon?
Right. Well, that's what, yeah, that's the answer I'm giving.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's me calling that nice hairdresser lady in Essex using my lyrics from Black Eyed Peas' I Got a Feeling. Have a listen.
Good afternoon, Rebecca speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm looking for a haircut, if possible.
Yes, and when would you like to come in?
I need it ASAP, really. ASA Black Eyed Peas?
Mm-hmm.
I've just got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good, good night.
Right. Who's this?
My name's Will. I am. Will. I am.
And what sort of time would you like to come in?
5:30? I mean, and then after, what do you think? Go out and smash it? Like, oh my God, jump off that sofa, let's get off. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know that we'll have a ball if we get down and go out and, you know, just lose it all.
Because
tonight's
sure.
The night. Let's live it up, you know what I mean? I got my money, let's spend it up.
Do you want to book in for an appointment or not?
Let's do it. Let's live it up.
Okay.
Fill up my cup. Mazel Tov.
I think you're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm Will. I am.
Huh?
I got a feeling that it's going to be a good night. I'm going out with my friend Fergie and the other two.
Right.
What about you?
Huh?
Round and round, up and down, around the clock.
Right, okay.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What do you think? I've got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night.
Oh, good for you. You have a good night.
Easy come, easy go. Now we on top. Okay, bye.
Oh, that was massively uncomfortable. Also,
I wasn't actually playing the music behind me at the time. We added that on afterwards, I'd just like to point out. That would have really confused her.
Also, where's Please May I Have a Haircut in the Black Eyed Peas song?
Right, no, I put that in.
Oh, right.
Honestly, that would have been weird. When I said, now we on top, that was the moment when she kind of lost it and put the phone down.
She couldn't cope with that.
1:44, if you please.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, last one.
Now you've done that, it's actually easier to make sense of the lyrics, though. So,
yeah.
So thanks very much.
Yeah. Last one. You've got a partner, haven't you, Chappers?
Yes.
Yeah? Question. Who would you say is more attractive, you or her?
Her.
Really?
Yeah, why? Do you doubt that?
No, I'm not saying
all that. All right. That's very kind of you to be on my side. Though.
Gemma, who works on the show, you've got a boyfriend, haven't you? Who's more attractive, you or him? Him? Oh, yeah, you're just being modest.
He's very good-looking, actually, isn't he?
He is quite hot, yeah. Ian, he works in... Sorry, no offence, Gemma. Oh, no, she's giving me evils now.
No, I didn't mean that in a bad way either, but
no.
He's a good-looking lad. No, I didn't mean it like that either.
No.
I was just... I didn't want Gemma to think... That I thought
we're making it worse.
Her boyfriend was more attractive than her.
Mm. Anyway, went on to Stupid Street earlier.
Yeah.
And we asked them this question. Who's most attractive?
Gemma or Gemma's boyfriend?
No. Who's more attractive, you or your partner? That was what we asked on Stupid Street. How many said that they were? Out of six people.
Out of six? One, I reckon.
Surely people would be modest.
Yeah, but there's always one. Because I reckon if I asked you that question, you'd say you.
No, I would not.
I bet you
I
would.
I would not.
One, I reckon.
You're saying 1 out of 6?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Ow!
Here's us on Stupid Street asking, who's more attractive, you or your partner?
Hey, out of you and your girlfriend, be honest with me here, who's better looking, you or your girlfriend?
Me. I just think that, you know, I'm more naturally better looking.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've got a better body as well.
One!
Out of you and her, who's better looking?
Oh, me, man.
Out of you and your boyfriend, who is better looking, be honest with me?
Me.
Why?
Oh, no, don't do this.
Why would you say you are?
I don't know, just my like general appearance. The better looking than him.
Very, very honest of you.
Oh my God, three.
Right, out of you and your girlfriend,
yeah.
Who's better looking, be honest with me?
My girlfriend, of course. That's why she's my girlfriend.
Why is she better looking?
She's better looking, innit?
So out of you and your boyfriend, who's better looking?
Me.
Why are you better looking than him?
Because I've got dimples.
Four.
Out of you and your girlfriend, who's better looking?
Me, definitely. Me.
Why you?
Because she's a bit too tall. She does rowing, see, so she's got muscly legs and stuff. So.
You can't say that about your girlfriend.
You just did. Five. Yeah, because she does rowing. She's got muscly legs, so me.
A lot of people aren't happy with their other halves, though, are they? It's like Ian went down Arrogant Avenue today.
Stupid Street became Arrogant Avenue. So it was five out of six said that, yep, they were better looking than their partner.
Unbelievable.
And, but Chappers, you still win today's What's Occurring, so well done.
Thank you. For a clean sweep, I think. What a great way for me to start my week.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Chappers has gone off now. He's gone to be an actual steward at the cricket at Old Trafford, so obviously that's far more important. Becky's off with a fathead. No, not really. She's just off. Back tomorrow. It's 6:11 with Scott on Radio 1. Zane's on at 7. Now, I know that Moyles has talked about this a little bit, but let's talk about The Cube. Can we for just a second? Have you seen that? It's on after The X Factor on Saturday night. And it's one of those things where it's like loads of lights. Very exciting. It looks like some amazing things are going to happen in that cube because they build it up so much. And then nothing really that exciting happens. Have you seen Philip Schofield as well, trying to be really serious? You know, because Philip Schofield has got two faces. He's got like his normal this morning, cheeky, kind of happy, cheery face. Nice Philip. Like, hello, welcome to this morning. I'm Philip Schofield. But then he's got the other really horrible, scary, serious face. And that's the face he uses on The Cube. And you just imagine being one of his kids. You do not want to get on the wrong side of Philip's cube face, do you? It's actually quite scary. And it goes like this.
You must blow the ball into the target container. A simple game, but not once you are inside the cube. Take a deep breath. It's for £2,000, Nicky.
I was actually thinking, wow, that's amazing. There's lots of lights, there's lots of drama. Not once you're inside the cube. Anything could happen. Take a deep breath. And then all it is some man blowing his balls into a container. Now, I never thought I would see that on Saturday night television. Never since Beat the Star, I feel, that of such amazing games been on primetime Saturday night TV.
Well, it looks simple, doesn't it? Just blow the ball in the bucket, but you've got to get the amount of blow right, so... I've never blown.
Really?
You've never blown for £2,000?
No, I didn't really, no.
So, there you are. You're in good shape. What are you going to do?
Gamble away.
I don't get it. Radio 1 Podcasts. Poppy's been on saying, yeah, I watched The Cube, I couldn't stop laughing. What they've done is just taken some party games and added some scary music and an oblong. Ta-da! Saturday Night Entertainment at its finest. A lot of people not liking Philip Schofield's scary face, his cube face either. We like happy Philip, we don't like cube Philip. That was Kerry Hilson. It's 6:21. It's me on my own here. Chappers is at the cricket, showing people to their seats, and Becky's off. Just found this. Oh, the one that doesn't speak is back, though. Not that really helps you, because it still sounds like I'm on my own. But hello, welcome back from your holidays. Did you have a nice time? Excellent. Did you do it nice? Excellent, cool. We found this amazing thing. I didn't know you could do this until recently. You know, like, we have an internal internet thing here at the BBC where you can listen to anything and watch anything off the TV as well. Let's say that somebody, one of our listeners, found some, I don't know, some innuendo bingo on Newsnight or something. We would be able to, like, look it up straight away and find it. So you can watch everything and listen to everything. It's like iPlayer, but you can get absolutely everything on it. And you can also see what everybody else is watching, which is quite interesting. We've just been having a look at this just to see who's, you know, working tonight and who is doing vital research by watching other programmes off the TV. Only gives you their first name, though. So if you've got, like, quite a common name, like, for instance, Ian, who's working the show today, there could be loads of Ians, so he's pretty safe. But if you've got a name like the one that doesn't speak, then obviously it kind of singles you out and you have to be quite careful. I'd like to say hello to Claire, who is currently listening to World News Today, as is Paul. We've got Phil, who is watching the Football League show right now. Obviously, he works in BBC Sport or something and needs to catch up with everything that's sport. I see that security, good evening to them. They're watching Golden Balls at the moment. And Henry, hi to you. Currently watching Rambo First Blood Part 2. Obviously, vital research for your job. Hello to you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.